I'm David G. Sheshnag.com. This video is about the symbology of the Shivalinga. Shivalinga often gets misinterpreted as the penis or the phallus of Shiva, which is totally incorrect because it's not a dick, the Shivalinga. If you look at the Shivalinga itself, it's actually a dick inside a vagina, or the penis linga inside the yoni. Similar to what the Chinese call yin and yang, except there's not that little bit inside the penis inside the yoni, and there's not that yoni inside the penis. It's purely a representation of the play of creation. The male aspect represents consciousness, unmanifest form, in the form of an intelligence that governs everything. The yoni represents Shakti in the form of everything material, everything in material form. The two of those components, the consciousness and the physical, interact to be able to give you an experience of life. Hopefully through your consciousness and utilization of the physical aspects of being, you come to realize that they're both coordinated and they live in a bath of space, which is Sheshnag in the ocean of milk. That is why it is said that Shiva cannot know himself without his consort Shakti, because without the physical experience, consciousness cannot interact in a way that it comes to know itself. More so, through that consciousness, you can have a direct experience of Paramatma or Sheshnag, whatever you want to call the great being that is non-changing, all-pervading, and non-judgmental, the purest being, the purest form of love, way beyond any dualistic interpretation of any experience. There you go, the Shivalinga. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Har Har Mahadev. Peace. What on earth is Kundalini?